Welcome to Resting Witch Face with your host, Danae Sweet. Here's where we get to talk about things that are taboo, weird, or might make your grandma blush. Life's too short to not have a little fun, so let's enjoy the ride.
Welcome to episode one of Resting Witch Face. My name is Danae Sweet, and I will be your host for as long as this thing lasts, and I hope it's a really long time. So please don't give up on me. I apologize in advance if this particular episode is super uncomfortable and not very professional. I'm trying, and I will learn, and I will get better. Okay, so I thought maybe for my first episode, I would just do a little introduction. What I have is a bunch of questions that me and some friends came up with that kind of are interesting to know about other people, kind of gets us to know each other a little bit. First, I want to talk about the podcast title. Yes, I have resting bitch face. I have legit resting bitch face. If we're in a crowd and me and my husband are there together, they will flock to him, they will talk to him, and I just stand there because everyone's scared of my face. Like, I'm not mean. I try to be nice. I try to smile. Evidently, I'm not smiling. I'm scowling or something. My face is, like, not functioning or something when I try to smile in a crowd. So, yeah, I have resting bitch face, and I like things all witchy, and that's where the podcast name came from. So, I think what I want to do is just start reading some of these off. I have not, like, made my answers. Like, I didn't write down any of these answers. That way I could actually think of them on the fly for the podcast. So let's just get started. Number one, what is my guilty pleasure? my guilty pleasure, music, and then my guilty pleasure, like, TV. So for music, I hate saying this out loud, but it's Britney Spears. Every once in a while, I want to relive like my childhood. And I'm not talking about Britney Spears now. We're talking like Britney Spears, like Oops, I Did It Again. That stuff I will listen to. I don't know if it just makes me feel young again or what it is, but every once in a while, I'll pull that out and listen to it. Guilty TV. Oh, man. So lately, it's been Gossip Girl. My daughter's a teen, and she, like, I saw her watching it one day on Netflix, and I kind of got hooked. So I've started watching, like, all of the episodes, and I'm hooked. I cannot stop. I know it's, like, terribly petty and superficial show, has absolutely no depth whatsoever, but I really like it. So please don't judge. My favorite food is my next question. My favorite food would have to be Vietnamese food. I love it. I love Vietnamese food. I can't get it very much around here. We have to travel kind of far to go get it, but oh, it's so worth it when we get there. What is my most prevalent fear? This is probably not very original, but my fear is failing. I come from a fear-based place a lot when making decisions. I have to, like, pump my brakes and ask myself, okay, is this fear-based reaction or actually a legit, you know, reaction to something happening in my life? So I deal with fear of failure a lot, and then in all kinds of all, like, facets of my life. It's a big thing for me, and I work on it a lot personally, but it's there. The other one's flying. I hate to fly. Like, I will start getting nervous about a flight that I have to do 3 months from now, so I just really don't fly anymore. The next question, pet peeve. What is my pet peeve? I'm not a control freak, so I have a lot of pet peeves, but one of them recently that really freaking annoys me is when I'm in a restaurant, and we live in a really small town, and you'll be in a restaurant trying to eat, and somebody will blow their freaking nose. Like, at the dinner table, while people are trying to eat, they will blow their nose with the hanky they had in their pocket, then wipe their nose, like, get all up in there and put it back in their pocket and then continue to eat. And it grosses me out. So right now, that is a really big pet peeve. If you do that, please be mindful of others and just go to the bathroom, blow your nose. Ew. My next one is, what is a weird habit that I have? I'm sure I have a lot of weird habits that my husband would gladly point out. But right now, I can't. Let me think. Okay, I got it. So I got my nose pierced last summer, and ever since then, cannot stop touching it. So it's healed. It's fine. I'm totally used to it. But now it's a habit because at first I was like rotating it, you know, when it was healing, and I probably shouldn't have been doing that. But anyway, it developed a weird habit, and now I touch my damn nose ring and like I gross myself out. So I'm going to try to stop doing that. My next question is, what do I do to recharge? Okay, I go out and ride my horses. That is what I do to recharge when I'm stressed, when I feel lost. Pretty much any emotional like crisis, my first like go-to thing is to go outside and go ride my horse. If I can't ride them, I will groom them, just be with them. Just hanging out with them in the pasture is very therapeutic for me. It's grounding, and that's totally my go-to. Next question is, what is one of my bucket list items? Continuing with the like equestrian theme, there are so many places in the United States that I want to go ride my horse in. One of them is Utah. I saw a beautiful video of somebody like riding through all these cool like caverns and stuff, and it just looked stunning. So for one, I want to do that. The next question is, what is a weird talent that I have? Okay, right off the bat, I can wiggle my nose like a rabbit, like really fast like a rabbit, and I can move my ears. I don't know, that makes me seem wackadoo, but I guess that's a weird talent. What is my favorite movie? I guess my favorite movie would have to be any of the Lord of the Rings movies. I freaking love those. If that was the only TV that I could have forever, I would pick those movies. The first one was freaking amazing. Like, all of them were amazing. I'm a sci-fi fantasy nerd, so that movie would totally, any of them are my favorite. I know that's not like super deep and doesn't give you much insight into my soul, but I just find those super entertaining. It's awesome. It's got like cool graphics, got a horse in it, horses in it, freaking elves and battles, and it's just awesome. So that is a handful of questions that I had already prepared. If anyone has any questions that they want to ask me, you can ask me. It is a response to the blog post that I will have connected to this episode. You can get that at restingwitchface.blog. You can also hit me up on Twitter at restingwitchfacepodcast. I would love to know what you want to know about me. This is my first podcast, so I really don't know how to go about doing this, and it feels weird because I'm literally talking to nobody, but my dog is sitting here and he actually fell asleep. So I hope that this was not boring to you, because he's asleep. I bored him to sleep, and I really hope that you stick with me. My next episode is going to be much, much better. I will get better at this, I promise. The next episode is about the word witch and what it means to different people. I have recorded people's answer to what does witch mean to them. And there's some really cool responses and beautiful definitions that people have came up with. And I really, really want to share this with you. It's all about witches and labels. And you can get that in episode 2. So please, please stick with me. I'm begging now. So please listen to the next one. In episode 3, I have an interview with my husband, my muggle husband, and we ask each other questions about living this path, having a weird witchy shop in a small town, what it's like to be married to, for me, what it's like to be married to a muggle, and for him, what it's like to be married to someone who is different, is weird, is wackadoo. So please tune in for that one. I'm pretty excited to share all this with you guys. And if you have any questions, please hit me up on social media. I will make sure all the links are in the podcast notes on restingwitchface.blog. That's it. That's my first episode. I kept it short. Yay. Everything past here is probably going to be a lot longer, but this first one, I just wanted to get this first one over with. So join me next time on Resting Witch Face, and I hope everybody has an amazing rest of their day or night whenever you're listening to this. Bye-bye.